Hello everyone, this is Rose Ramandi from Perfected by Blood Ministries. I'm really happy that I can, I got the chance today to be able to share with you what the Lord has been showing me, or let me put it this way, the journey that the Lord has been taking me in the last few months, just to show me something and so that I understand the power of face-to-face or one-on-one talk. So before I talk to you about this, having a full-time, two full-time ministries, and it's kind of really busy. So we do have the Persian or Farsi-speaking Christian groups, five groups every week that we oversee them. We answer their questions, and every month we will visit these groups and supporting them. We provide the teaching materials for them in our YouTube channels. And on top of all this, we are also doing our English part of the ministry, that we provide weekly YouTube teachings. We provide weekly teachings for our Word of Christ International Church, for this lovely family. And we also record on a weekly basis the teachings on the Book of Revelation, the verse by verse teaching on our Revelation Academy. And on top of that, I am in the middle of a couple of books. Masood is writing a book. We are answering questions and emails behind the scene. We're working with our team, helping them, supporting them with the things they are doing. And we are busy. And right now we are in the middle of getting ready to run a 5-day challenge on the Book of Revelation. We really feel the urgency and the need to rise up with the truth of Jesus Christ in the Book of Revelation, and hopefully we will be able to do that in the next couple of months or so. But we are, like, as you see, we are not tired. We love what we are doing. And every time, I grab my phone and I want to record a podcast, I'm just super excited, because I'm just like, get a chance to do it. Even though I would like to do this often on a weekly basis, but right now I'm just showing myself some grace as I'm, going through this. But our heart and our love is to be able to share Jesus Christ in a way that is possible, because there is something about learning from the Spirit, and there is something about learning who this Jesus Christ is. And that brings me to my story that I wanted to share with you. In my journey of becoming a Christian, I never really felt a need to talk to someone or ask someone about anything. I mostly, when I look back into my personal journey with Jesus, which has been actually more than 12 years and a few days actually, and in those time, I kind of in my life, I realized that I just have the Spirit, and I just have the Lord Jesus. And every time I faced some struggles in my life, I quickly went to the Lord, and I was easily could get over it or overcome it, or just get healed, just get that support and comfort that I needed from the Spirit. That has been my journey. It hasn't been an easy journey for me, because, there were times that I did feel like I wish there was somebody here who could really just, get me to where I wanted to go, but not as I didn't feel it that, like that need I hope somebody was here. We have had people telling us through our journey that, you guys, you and Masood are together, and in this journey it becomes easier. And yes, I understand that, and I'm really thankful for the Lord that Masood and I, we started this journey together, and we supported ourselves. We, we helped each other when somebody wasn't seeing clear, another person was helping. But during all those times, Masood and I, we learned one thing, that we are not supposed to rely on each other. This is the personal relationship with Jesus, and I have to learn and I have to build my relationship with Jesus, and I have to come to a place that everything I need, I have to learn to receive it directly from Jesus. And that has been our 12 years of journey with Christ, even though Masood was there And, you know, I was there for him the times we needed it, but our priority was just go to Jesus directly and receive from him and build that relationship with Jesus directly and not having a person in the middle. And that's why in all of this, you know, teachings that we produced in our YouTube channel, in our courses and memberships, and everywhere or every time I just want to bring that some kind of a teaching, I want to give that wisdom and that, you know, that thing that the Lord has revealed it to us and given to us in order to help you step into that personal one-to-one, you know, relationship and one-to-one talk with the Lord. But however, you know, being in the ministry and feeling the call that the Lord has called us to be teachers for the, you know, body of Christ, we that's our goal. But what something interesting started happening to me back in like early 2023, basically, I would say that, you know, now I didn't know what's happening at the time, but the Lord started revealing to me, you know, the whole purpose of me going through that journey. And let me show you what it is. So back then, I was like, you guys know that, you know, like I was doing some, you know, charcoal drawing or the pencil drawings, and I absolutely loved it. And, you know, I always had this some kind of, if I want to say a talent or a skill, or I don't know, I have something for art, I could quickly grab it and I could start basically start drawing and sketching. When it came to the charcoal drawing, I immediately, you know, I went to the YouTube and I started educating myself off of the free YouTube trainings that is there. And immediately I saw the result. Immediately I was excited and I would just, you know, I got it. And I could draw these beautiful realistic drawings basically. But back in early 2023, like maybe mid-summer 2023, I started feeling that I need another kind of medium in order to be able to express myself more freely. I have a lot of visions and I have a lot of, you know, things that the Lord has shown me, and I wish there was somebody who could scan my brain and bring them into this picture. And eventually I realized that I just need a medium that is able to, that helps me to be more free and be able to produce that vision that I have. So I started praying and I just had this, you know, feeling inside of me, I need to go toward that direction. And the watercolor started popping, and I had never done watercolor before. I have done, you know, pencil drawing, and I have done like charcoal drawings and even oil paintings, but never done watercolor before in my life. I don't remember ever doing this. So then I was like, I went to the place that all of us go, and I went to YouTube and I started searching, and it came, some video training came up, and in YouTube, that's what we do, right? So we go to YouTube, we search, and then we pick up the video that is like interesting. We see if the teaching is, you know, helping us, and it was good. I started going off YouTube, finding trainings about what materials to buy. I ended up buying the watercolor materials, and I started watching video tutorials in YouTube, and I was so excited that the possibility of creating these beautiful, bright, you know, paintings with watercolor, I never knew it's like that. So I watched like a few hours of watercolor trainings, and I was so excited. I finally got my stuff, my supplies, and I put up the YouTube video, and I was like, that's easy, you know, I can do this. And I started like going a step by step, and as this person, like the tutorial video was showing, okay, you know what, you need to do, just put some water here, I would put the water, put some paint and mix your paint, and just guiding me through it. And after I finished painting, I'm just looking at my painting, and I'm looking at the instructor's painting in YouTube and my painting, and I'm like, wow, that's not even close. It's ugly, it's not beautiful. Like the lady says, put the paint here, I put the paint, but why is it not, you know, why is it not like the instructor, right? Like the one, like the YouTube video. So I went to another, I was like, maybe she's bad. I went to another one and I just started like going through different channels and found this absolute beginner challenge channel. And I started painting and I was like, okay, I'm getting it, but no. So I ended up going to YouTube for a long time, like for a few couple of months, or maybe like more than a couple of months. For a few months, and it was like until winter that year, and I was like, okay, I was so frustrated, I couldn't get my hand, I couldn't understand how to do this, and I was like, I was honestly frustrated at myself because my experience with art was I could easily get it, but somehow for watercolor, I don't know that it just didn't hit. And it just finally, I was like, I was so frustrated. I said, Lord, I can do this. Maybe I should buy a course. So I ended up buying a course and I started going through the basics of watercolor painting and everything. And I started like, okay, it's better. You know, my painting started changing. It got better. But I could still see it's not really hitting me and hitting, and I'm not hitting that potential that is in watercolor. So, I was so happy I got the course, but there was still something. And then I started thinking, maybe, you know, I'm just trying to do the, you know, landscape. I'm mostly a portrait drawing, and, you know, maybe I should go. And long story short, I bought another course, and I didn't see like significant like improvement. Eventually, I was like, okay, you know, like this is not turning. I don't know what am I doing wrong. Have you ever been in that situation? Have you ever tried so much something? No matter how many, I can show you piles of paintings of the papers that I have, and it didn't turn out to be something. And it has been a few months and I'm like, why am I not getting this? Before, I used to go on YouTube and just quickly get it after a couple of weeks, and I just could draw or just produce that painting really good. And I was like, I don't know why I'm not getting this. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been in a situation that you go, okay, I don't know what am I doing wrong? Especially when it comes to the Bible and having the knowledge, understanding, and somehow you keep finding yourself in a place like, I don't know what's going on here. Why am I not getting it? I know better. You know, when I listen, for example, to Rosa Massoud, or I listen to this teaching, I get it, I understand it. But when it comes to the new life, to practice it and put it into the life, I'm kind of not getting it, and I'm not living up to that level. Have you been there? Because when I was watching this, you know, tutorials on that, you know, they would explain, it looks so easy, it looks so simple, it was just so obvious, and I would say, yeah, I can do this. But the moment I grabbed my brush and I put it and I did exactly what they did, I was like, no, this is not turning to be like what I'm seeing in YouTube. So you know what I mean. Probably we all have been there. Some of us, like my charcoal drawing, we could get it really fast and we're good to go. But in some areas, we are like, okay, what's happening? And honestly, I was so frustrated at myself because I never had that experience before. I always get it really fast. Masoud always tell me that you are a very good learner. And I was telling Masoud, you always told me I'm a good learner. But I'm not learning this. I don't know. It's not clicking. And I wanted to quit 100 times. And Masoud was like, no, you shouldn't. And he's like, do you have a talent? He would just look at my artwork and he would say, no, it's not that bad. And I'm like, Masoud, it's not great. I'm for perfection. I'm for great, right? So anyways, there was something keeps telling me that continue. And honestly, I didn't want to. I was sort of thinking, maybe it's not for me. Maybe like I have talent in some areas. I don't have, it's maybe watercolor is not for me. But every time I went to the Lord just encouraged me. I says, just keep going. Eventually, I told Masoud, you know what? I'm just going to buy this course. This course came up for me. And I'm going to buy this course because the instructor is willing to provide personal feedback. Okay, so I bought the course, I went through the course, then I would just draw or paint and then send the picture to the instructor. or the video of what I'm doing, and then she would take a look at it and then she would reply back with all these things. And guys, the interesting part was the moment the first picture, the first drawing I did, it was a flower, and I just sent the picture to her and she immediately replied back. So she was online, she immediately texted me back. It was through text and everything. She texted me back like, what kind of paper are you using? Is your paper 100% cotton? And I just looked at my paper, I go through it, and I was like, no, there is no sign of saying cotton. So I told her, it doesn't say anything about it's a cotton or no. And she says, okay, they're not gonna drop that important information because cotton is really expensive. So this paper is not 100% cotton. You need to, your paper is bad because I'm looking at your paint and I see that the paint doesn't spread on the paper because it's not cotton. Guys, I was like, really? So I immediately ran to the store, to Michael's, and I bought this 100% cotton paper. I came and I repeated the same exercise. And the moment I put the paint on the paper, I was like, wow, the paint started spreading through this beautiful cotton paper. And I didn't do anything. I just changed the paper and I immediately saw this, you know, improvement in my drawing. It wasn't my skill. It was my paper. You know what I mean? So yes, I needed to develop my skill still, but I ended up drawing or painting this beautiful girl. It's a girl back home in Iran. And I just loved it because when I saw the picture of the girl, it reminded of my time basically. But here it is. My point is, I kept going back. I videotaped. Why am I not seeing it? And she keeps correcting my skills, my supplies until I produce it. I hope I could show you in my podcast the piece I painted. It still has a lot of error, but the piece I painted, because she just simply started like coaching me and pointing finger into what I'm doing wrong. And she started encouraging me, you're really good. And every time I felt like discouraged, like, why am I not getting this? She's like, she told me like, no, you can do this, and encouraged me. So anyways, I sat there and I really enjoyed painting it. And I felt, I said, this is like maybe early this year, okay, that the Lord started saying to me what happens, or end of last year. And I said, look, what was happening? And through that journey, I saw the feeling the Lord started revealing to me that, you know, sometimes you get it really fast and you become really good at it and you pick up and you run with it. But sometimes you just need a little more hand. You just need that one-on-one talk. And you just maybe need someone to grab you by the hand and to help you to get over, to go to the next step. And I never really felt that before in my life until I went to this watercolor, you know, journey. And the Lord started showing me, as a student, I was a student learning something brand new, how I was impatient, how I started like, you know, like judging myself. I started frustrating at myself. And he started showing me this process of journeying and growing that we have when we are learning something. So when you learn a skill in watercolor, and I'm watching the YouTube video, I felt like I got it. But the moment I grabbed the paint and I grabbed the brush, it was like, what happened? I thought I got it. And the Lord started revealing to me, having a revelation. It's not that you hear someone's teaching and then so clear to you and then you got it. It's part of it. It's the beginning of it. But the whole purpose of revelation is that you will be able to experience what you just learned. You want to paint a tree? All right, I just watched the instructor to do it. I learned it, but that's not the end. I have to be able to paint a tree, right? So the Lord showed me this process of sometimes you get it fast, sometimes you go. This is exactly what happens with us as Christians. We go to YouTube, we have questions, and some of the stuff we really get it really fast. We put it in practice, we live it out, perfect. Some of the other stuff, when we listen, is so clear to us. We understand what they're saying, and we understand the teaching, but somehow we find it challenging in order to live it. And I remember I told this instructor, I wish I could paint like you. And she looked at me and she said, has your brush gone 1,000 miles? And I was like, no. And she's like, okay, when your brush goes 1,000 miles, then you can say that if you don't see a result. And then I realized we are in this journey of learning. I'm still not satisfied 100% with my painting, but I feel like I'm getting it. I'm getting it because she keeps coaching me and she keeps giving me that personal feedback, and I keep sending the pictures and she keeps coming back to me and giving me that, you know, feedback that I need from someone who has gone 1,000 miles. I sat there when I was writing my journal and I was like, Lord, as a teacher that you have sent me, I feel like through this process of being a student of the watercolor, I learned a lot of how I need to be a teacher. And realizing that my students are in this journey of experiencing something that I experienced. And, you know, I started feeling, you know, this love, and I started feeling this, you know, calling that the Lord has given me, because every single one of you that are following our teachings or listening to us, you are there for a desire. You want to learn something that you see Masood and I have learned. But maybe when you are doing it, when you listen, it's so clear, but when the life circumstances come, then you're not putting that into practice. The first thing that I want to tell you is don't be disappointed and frustrated at yourself. You have gone a far way here already in order to learn something. And everything is given to you in order to be able to go to the next step. That's why the Lord has started talking to me for the power of the one-on-one coaching. And when I realized that, I was like, okay, all right, Lord, I feel like you made me ready. The thing is, the Lord showed me in 2019 that I need to start coaching, and I start to coach people. And I wasn't ready. I was like, Lord, that's great, but not now. Thank you. So the Lord brought me back, keep bringing me back to this vision. And I was kind of not getting it, why it's so important. Like, we are providing all of our YouTube videos and teachings, 500 videos in our English YouTube channel, 300 something in the Word of Christ channel. We have like about 400 videos in our PBB membership and courses. And like, Lord, like everything I needed to say, I said it in all those videos, like in those teachings. And the whole purpose is like people can go through those teachings and they don't need my one-on-one coaching. And after I went through this watercolor, I realized the Lord says, you know what, sometimes the teacher needs to make herself available in order to provide that one-on-one, as Jesus basically did. But you guys know how this is crazy and how it's, you know, busy with our ministry. But back in November, I told the Lord, oh Lord, okay, I'm just going to do this with this very small group of people to see how it goes. And I had a few people signed up for my coaching, and these amazing women, I've been coaching them. It's a journey for both of us. It's a journey of learning and growing and continue to learning, to be patient with the Lord in the way that he's teaching us and he's growing us. And now I just feel like I have a few more spots available, guys. So here's the thing. If you are really in that person that says, okay, keep trying it and I can't, I feel like I'm stuck. There is a, you know, you have a challenge in your life, or you need to overcome something in your life. You are like looking for, how can I say? You're looking for like building a relationship with Jesus, experiencing God in different level, or you want to make a relationship with your spouse or something. And you are like in that place, like, I know the gospel, but I don't know how to live it out. Then this is for you. Okay. So even though I am super busy at the time, but I really feel like this need and this urge that the Lord is asking me to go toward that direction. So I want you to just go to perfectedbyblood.com/coaching and check out for more information. Check more information there. I have a bunch of information and the service that I can provide to you. At the same time, guys, I know that maybe some people are not able to financially support me and support themselves and invest into their lives, but I still want to provide a free coaching. That's why I decided to do one or two sessions a month, free coachings for those people who they really and honestly have financial problems. So that's why if you are one of those and you really have hard time financially to be able to get into my coaching program, I want you to go to perfectedbyblood.com/free coaching and sign up for the waiting list. There is going to be some questions you're going to answer for me in order to know, to get to know you better, and then I'll get back to you. But here's the thing, my free coaching is probably gonna get, you know, it's gonna be a long waiting list, and it could take weeks or months for me to get back to you. I'll do my best to be able to accommodate as much as possible, but it could take time. But if you are in need and you just have the money and financial that you can invest in yourself, I want to invite you to sign up for the coaching. But please listen me out before I finish this podcast. This is this is for you if you want to lead, you want to live this gospel life, and you think that I have something to give you and you want to build up your relationship, but you feel like it's stuck. It's like my watercolor. You, no matter how hard you've been trying, but somehow you're still finding yourself drawn back to the old man, and you just need a hand, okay? I just want to make sure the right people signs up. So you just need a hand to get you from here to go to the next step, and my coaching is available. I do have only one session. I have four sessions option for you. It depending on your need, okay? So go to perfectedbyblood.com/coaching and find out all the services I provide, the way that I can help you, the areas I can help you, and the questions you might have. It's all in that page. And I'm really excited to be able to do this because I know it's going to provide, you know, bunch of value for you, and you will realize that change and transformation in you. All right, guys, so go to perfectedbyblood.com/coaching or also visit perfectedbyblood.com/free coaching if you are not able to financially support this service. All right, guys, thank you for being with me. I am really excited, and I'll talk to you more in the next episode of my podcast.